The next floor is given to workers delegate of, from Poland, Mr. Rożycki.
Distinguished Madam President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Polish workers' delegation, I would like to congratulate you, Madam President, on your election. I would like also to express my gratitude to Director General for his report. The current agenda of the 104th session of the International Labour Conference is extremely important as it defines labour relations for the future. The general debate on forthcoming labour relations this year in Geneva cannot be only an intellectual exercise for experts. It should attempt to find answers for questions like where we are at the moment, what the dominant trends in economy we face with, and what values we should focus on in the process of establishing of labour relations. Poland has been affected by significant changes in labour relations during the last years. Despite relatively positive general economic situation, the working and living conditions of Polish workers deteriorate constantly. It is not a direct effect of the economic crisis, but rather a consequence of radical labour market flexibility and a high level of precarious jobs. It is the effect of neglecting the fundamental premise that labour is not a commodity. And unemployment, according to the official data, is about is circa 12%, but must be doubled for the youth. Additionally, we can ignore the fact that over 2 million, mainly young workers, left Poland. Those who decided not to emigrate work under extreme unstable conditions. Around 30% of all workers do not have any permanent contract, works under so-called junk contracts or are bogus self-employed. Unfortunately, a permanent contract is a privilege for a few of workers. Moreover, their wages hardly ever higher than a minimum wage. The gap between rich and poor is growing, and the number of working poor is growing as well. A call for decent work for all in Poland has not been so relevant before as it is now. For this reason, Polish worker delegation is convinced that it is very important to initiate this essential discussion, bearing in mind our responsibility to put into practice a concept of decent work. Some policymakers and experts used to think such discussion as entirely pointless. Let me to remind that some of the high and mighty on this world try to convince us about the end of stable jobs, that the implementation of decent work for all is impossible. But we workers oppose this opinion decidedly. The report of Director General very precisely presents all risks and difficulties we face with during the discussion of the future of labour relations, internalization of production, immigration, child work, pauperization, and so on. At this moment, we should ask a key question. Why, despite such a difficult and sustained growth of productivity, both in the most developed countries and at the global level, it is not reflected in sustainable increase of quality of work and life. In other words, we do observe rapidly growing economic gaps between developed and developing countries and within the most developed countries as well. In our opinion, the ILO have to continue its mandate in the process of definition of labor relations in the present global socio-economic context, and new up-to-date international standards should be a key element of the ILO mandate. Undoubtedly, without the solid supervisory mechanism of the ILO, these good ILO standards will remain as empty slogans. We believe that we can succeed by strengthening the social dialogue institution based on values of inclusiveness, cohesiveness, and confidence between social partners and government. The social dialogue must be a framework for the enforcement of social justice principle, as the Director General mentioned in his report. Unfortunately, the social dialogue doesn't exist in Poland over 2 years. However, recently an agreement was reached on restitution of National Social Dialogue Institution, but work on a new bill at the government level still is not concluded. It is necessary to underline that there is not space for social dialogue in education process, and new young managers have neither adequate knowledge of social dialogue or no good patterns for to follow. Even at university situation is not better. Madam President, let me conclude. A decent job for all is a precondition of sustainable socio-economic progress over the world. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much. The next speaker is the employer's delegate from Ethiopia, Mr. Andris.